It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A previously unknown recording of Rachmaninoff playing his own symphonic dances will be released by Marston Records. Rachmaninoff refused to allow his live performances to be recorded or broadcast. The recordings we have of him were all made under controlled studio conditions. So the discovery of a recording of him playing through his recently composed symphonic dances is pretty exciting. When Rachmaninoff proposed to his record label RCA Victor that he record his symphonic dances in second suite with Vladimir Horowitz on the keyboard, the label amazingly rejected the idea at the time. But Rachmaninoff was part of a gathering with conductor Eugene Ormandy, to whom the symphonic dances are dedicated and who was about to give the premiere. And at this gathering, party, whatever it was, he played the piece through at the keyboard. Someone, we don't know who, managed to record the event on two double-sided 10-inch acetate discs. These were discovered in the Eugene Ormandy collection, now held at the University of Pennsylvania. Performance isn't quite complete, and Rachmaninoff didn't play through the work in sequence. It's presented in two versions, one edited to follow the order of the score, the other exactly as it was recorded, with the composer jumping from place to place within the score. Italian-Canadian mezzo Emily D'Angelo, 23, swept many of the top prizes at Placido Domingo's Operalia competition, winning first prize in the women's general division, the competition's Birgit Nilsson Prize, its Zarzuela Prize, and its audience prize. The competition's final round, which was streamed live by Medici TV, featured 12 singers performing one aria each alongside a full orchestra conducted by Placido Domingo. A jury of 10 opera experts adjudicated the competition. Founded in 1993 by Domingo to discover and launch the careers of young singers, Operalia receives 1,000 applications each year from singers 18 to 32. D'Angelo will take away $55,000 and a Rolex watch for winning the competition's main division and all but one of its subcategories. 27-year-old Belarusian tenor Pavel Petrov was the first prize winner in the men's general division and will receive $30,000. Second prize winners included American mezzo-soprano Samantha Hanke, also a winner of the competition's Birgit Nilsson Prize. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music. Member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.